This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Pentagon is preparing to use the naval base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, as a detention center for Taliban and Al-Qaeda prisoners from the Afghan War. The U.S. military is holding more than 40 prisoners in and around Afghanistan. The Cuban base has space for about 100 more. The United States' most wanted Al-Qaeda leader is still unaccounted for. A newly released video shows Osama bin Laden wanting more attacks on the U.S. economy. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The complete bin Laden video, which has now been broadcast on the Arab language television network Al Jazeera, amplifies the anti-Western rhetoric of the initial excerpt, which was first shown on Wednesday. In a rambling 34-minute monologue, heard in translation, bin Laden praises the hijackers who carried out the September 11th attacks, calling them giants and heroes.
I ask God that he will accept them and their deeds. They shook the throne of America and struck the American economy in its heart and hit the biggest military power in its heart. By the grace of God Almighty.
Bin Laden accused the United States of using economic muscle as well as military might to impose what he calls non-belief on other nations. He said the U.S. economy is great but fragile, and he called on followers to attack that economy with every available tool.
America has taken a step back. The economic bleeding continues till this day, but it needs more strikes. And young men should find their own ways and find the main points of the economy and go strike it there.
The Pentagon says it would be a mistake to give undue weight to bin Laden's words. While intelligence experts are studying the video for clues to bin Laden's whereabouts, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says he doesn't spend a lot of time thinking about the Al-Qaeda leader's message. At the same time, Rumsfeld expressed concern that millions of viewers in the Islamic world will watch the videotape, and some of them will believe it, even though, he says, bin Laden's words are patently false. Rumsfeld referred in particular to a portion of the videotape in which bin Laden accuses the U.S. of deliberately bombing a mosque in mid-November. The Pentagon has acknowledged hitting the mosque accidentally.
The Taliban and the Al-Qaeda, including Osama bin Laden, have gotten up day after day since October 7th and told lies about what has been done. Is it possible at some point that a civilian was killed? Yes, we announced here at this podium that a civilian was killed, and we regret the loss of any innocent life. But that person was not killed by us. That person was killed when the Al-Qaeda and bin Laden attacked the United States and killed thousands of people and caused us to have to go into that country and root out those terrorists before they kill thousands more. And it's important for the people of the world to understand that.
There was a new report of civilian casualties yesterday. The Afghan Islamic Press said dozens of people were killed during a nighttime airstrike. Local villagers complain there were no Al-Qaeda members in the area. The Pentagon acknowledges bombing a compound near Ghazni, southwest of Kabul. General Richard Myers, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says the military had been watching the compound for some time and was confident it was home to a group of Taliban leaders.
We think the majority of folks in there would have been Taliban leadership. To say there were no civilians in there, of course, I mean, there may have been. This is a war against terrorism, and unfortunately, there will probably be some of those incidents.
The Pentagon confirmed yesterday that it's preparing to use the naval base at Guantanamo Bay to hold some Taliban and Al-Qaeda prisoners. The base is surrounded by 17 miles of barbed wire and landmines, which separate the enclave from the rest of Cuba. Fidel Castro has criticized the U.S. military campaign in Afghanistan, but Defense Secretary Rumsfeld says he doesn't expect any trouble from the Cuban president.
I would characterize Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, as the least worst place we could have selected. Its disadvantages, however, seem to be modest relative to the alternatives.
Rumsfeld says it will take a number of weeks to prepare the detention center. He says there are no plans to use Guantanamo Bay as a base for military tribunals. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.